For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Under U.S. occupation, illegal Afghan opium production has increased nearly 30-fold since 2001. In each of the last 2 years, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan has produced enough heroin to supply a single dose to every member of Earth's human population. As the Bush administration continues whistling past the Afghan graveyard, the current production level of 20 million doses per day is expected to rise in 2006. This year's fledgling poppy eradication program has failed to disrupt overall cultivation levels. The crops of the better off are protected by bribes, while those too poor to pay are forced to bear the complete economic impact of eradication. Hundreds of desperately poor Afghan farmers continue to press their claims that they were never paid as promised after voluntarily destroying their crops. The victims of eradication include young girls who are sometimes sold by their families to repay debt incurred during planting. Canada's top soldier, General Rick Hillier, this week reportedly proclaimed heroin a weapon of mass destruction in order to help justify Canada's military role in Afghanistan. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects. Headache, fatigue, arthralgia, bleeding, rigors, gastroenteritis, vaginitis, tonsillitis, abnormal liver function, depression, brain infection, and death. Time's up. The answer for the treatment of multiple sclerosis? Tysabri, natalizumab. Found this one on 666. Seems appropriate. From Biogen, IDEC, and Elon Laboratories. According to Andrew Pollack of the New York Times, federal regulators agreed to let this drug return to the market after a few months of being banned, despite its risk of causing a fatal brain disease. Meanwhile, possession of another drug that can provide superior relief to MS patients, and which has never caused a single death or serious side effect, can net you up to life in prison. The other drug, the one for which the U.S. Institute of Medicine stated, quote, the side effects are within the acceptable risks associated with approved medications. Indeed, some of the side effects, such as anxiety reduction and sedation, might be desirable, end quote. Of course, that eternally banned medicine is cannabis, medical marijuana. Be sure to tune in to this week's Cultural Baggage and Century of Lies. We'll be bringing you reports from the marijuana policy training sessions and the gala in New York City. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.